Welcome to Healing the Heart with Dr. Eric Love. Spoken of by many as one of the greatest living masters of the back flower remedies, he has the oldest ongoing classes with the remedies in the world, 40 years, and has worked with over 100,000 people. He will be showing us how to recognize and heal our shadow side and the emotional baggage we all carry, using the advanced protocols he has developed with the Love Healing System. To learn more, please visit his website at www.drericlove.com for more information. Now, here is our host, Dr. Eric Love.
Hey, and God bless you, and welcome to Healing the Heart. I'm here on the way out in the middle of nowhere, in the Arizona desert, where it's hot, rats, scorpions, and lots of peace. Let's begin with a prayer. Lord, please bless the show tonight. Guide my words. Guide these guys' hearing. Guide us to the place where we can learn the secrets of the healing process, your healing process. Bless our show and bless everything about it tonight. But your will be done. Your will be done. I'd like to begin with a prayer to the FDA. God bless you guys. Nothing in this show is designed to treat, cure, or diagnose disease. If you have a medical problem, go to a licensed medical doctor, or in 17 states, you can go to a licensed naturopath, which is a primary care physician. They'll take care of you. So that's the disclaimer. We're not trying to diagnose or cure disease, and hopefully that's going to pacify the FDA. God bless you guys. So I'm the only person that you're going to find who will tell you that I actually have peace of mind. And as I sit here today talking to you, I got it. I got the peace of mind. And I'm the only person who will tell you that I'm happy. I'm ecstatically happy. I think I'm happier than I've ever been in my whole life. I'm healthy, I have no disease, and I have my life work. I'm doing my life work. That's a cool blessing, and all my students are ending up finding their life work, too, because there's a remedy we use for that. It's called Wild Oat. It's a remedy for direction, activate your purpose, mission, calling in life. We'll get to that in later classes that we'll be doing. But everything starts with peace of mind. You know, if you don't have peace of mind, you ain't got nothing. You don't have anything. You could have a lot of money. You could be married to the neatest man or neatest woman, be driving the hottest car, have the hottest house. But if you got torment inside and you don't have peace on the inner self, you got nothing. Everything begins with peace of mind. And to get that peace of mind, you have to handle the baggage and the carpet and the junk and the crap and the stuff and the issues we all deny. None of us really have. We don't have any issues. You date a man. It's almost date this man. He's really cool. I don't have any issues. And when he comes over to dinner, he brings two diesel trucks loaded with all of the issues and the baggage and the luggage that he's got. Everybody's got issues. And the politically correct thing is to deny that you have any baggage at all. Not politically correct to mention your baggage. Even if you're depressed, they don't bring your problems to work. They don't want to hear it. Nobody wants to hear what you're feeling on the inside of the inside of the inside of yourself. This is the outer thing. Everybody's in the outer world, the material world. Nobody's in the spiritual world. And nobody's in the heart. They're in the getting and acquiring and doing, not the heart. They're in their head. flower essences, Bach flower essences that I work with and teach. I have the oldest classes in the world in the Bach Ashram for about 40 years. Been teaching them longer than anybody else. Humbly, I'll tell you about. And my work, it's the missing part, it's the missing piece. First of all, everybody goes for drugs. Well, I'll just go take some Prozac and get back out and get back to work. People in the health field, this is body, body, body. There's nothing for the mind. You know, when you do holistic healing, it's body, mind, which is the emotional component. It is the emotional, spiritual conflict. And spirit. Let's take a break here. Don says he's got it ready. Let's get that baby rolling. I want to hear it. God bless you, Sandy.
Hi, I'm Sandina. Dr. Eric Love is truly a master in what he does, and he does it in a way like you're having tea in your living room with a wise old friend. I wasn't going to share this program with anyone until I knew it worked for myself. It worked. For years, I would doze off and wake up from these little naps, terrorized, sweating, panic feeling on my chest for no reason at all. Last night, I woke up from one of these naps, and I suddenly realized this has stopped happening since being on the remedy. Other things I've noticed is more confidence being alone and also with people. As I go into my abyss, uncovering negative patterns, which have drawn exhausting people and situations that controlled my life. I'm hopeful now I will finally move into my true life work after 40 years of hating every job I ever had, and hopeful to finally move into right relationship because I will be bringing my full self into it, loving myself first. Yes, Dr. Eric Love System works for me. Thank you.
Wow. Thanks, Sandy. Thanks, Don. That's just way cool. So, as she said, loving yourself, that's where you got to begin. And people talk about, oh, I love myself. They don't really love themselves. They're talking like they do, but they don't. People don't know how to do that. It begins with peace of mind, and it begins with working through your issues and your garbage and your baggage and your junk. And these are secret gateways. They're secret portals people don't know about. See, people have emotional problems. But they have no place to go. If you go to a professional, they may talk to you a little bit. Woody Allen said, I'm giving my analyst another 5 years, and by golly, if I haven't noticed any results, I'm dumping that guy. They may talk to you, but talking healing is only very superficial. It's not going to get to the core of what's going on with you. There's lots of different systems out there. But once you get involved with them, you'll see they won't take you so deep. They won't take you down to where the real, real deep stuff is and get that stuff resolved. People have no place to go. This is a quote from Anya in London, one of my students. These are her exact words. People have emotional problems and they have no place to go. And Anya is a master of nutrition. She's been studying natural healing for many, many years. And she's got it down. But nobody, she tells me, nobody's dealing with the emotional component adequately. And they're these secret pathways. If you're going to get healed, you have to follow the gateway. You have to follow the correct pathway. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. I'm going to read you a poem here. Get us out of the head and get us into the heart. How deep do you dare to go? Real deep inside yourself. To places where you've never gone. To look at things inside yourself you've never touched or felt or known. Can you go deep, deeper, to the inside of the inside of yourself. Can you take the risk? Or do you have to stay up on the surface of the ground and never know the riches and the wealth lying buried in the ancient tomb along the Nile, beneath the flowing of the sand, the moving of the ancient stars, the whispers of your very soul? Beneath the acting and the posing of your daily life, the shallow footsteps for approval from the world, and all the turning of the desert sand, the steps into the ancient tomb to find the riches of your inner self. The constant movement of the wind, the rising waters of the Nile, the ancient spinning, the secret whispers of your soul. Wow. That was deep. Secret gateways, secret pathways. People don't know them. If they knew the secret pathways, nobody would have depression anymore. Nobody would have anxiety anymore. Men must have had depression. Anxiety. You have to follow certain protocols. You need to take this little paper here. You don't have to be holding the phone. One hand, I need three hands to do this properly. How embarrassing. You need to understand the protocols, how to use the remedies, because the remedies, you have to use the remedies the way that I show you how to do it. If you read the books out there on the remedies, this is like real superficial, so I can take you into the stuff. You won't learn the gateways and the doorways from that. You have to learn it from someone who spent 40 years doing it. And you need to understand deeper, the healing process itself. How is it that issues and baggage on the inner self is actually healed? Where does the inner baggage come from? What is the inner baggage? It took me 40 years of experience to find these gateways, and this is what I teach in my school to my students. You have to know these secret gateways. And they're secret because we've been living in the dark ages. Age of darkness. Now we're moving into the age of enlightenment. So I can have this radio show and speak these things. And you can hear and understand what I'm talking about. 5 years ago, 6 months ago, a year ago, you wouldn't be hearing and you wouldn't be understanding. We're coming out of the age of darkness and we're moving to the age of enlightenment, where it's going to be real easy to become enlightened. So I can say these things and you can hear. You need to take care of the emotional component. You always need to take care of the emotional component. Body, mind, and spirit. Body, mind. Mind means you need to take care of the emotional spiritual conflict within the person. The emotional component within the person. Spirit means to listen to the guidance of your own soul. Mind means that you need to heal the baggage and the garbage and the junk and the crap and the inner chaos that you have spewing all over the inside of yourself that you deny. And hope if you keep busy, have regular sex, smoke regular pot, have a drink every night, whatever you do to keep the stuff held back, keep yourself in denial, it'll go away. But you know what? It never goes away. You just need more and more alcohol, more and more pot, more and more work. From two jobs, you go to three jobs. Everybody, you need to heal the emotional component first. When I spoke at the one of the greatest honors of my life, to speak at the naturopathic college, and I told the kids, I said, look, you're spending $150,000 to go to medical school, but there's no one teaching you how to heal the emotional component. And the first thing that the patient does is he looks at you and says, doctor, I got all this depression. I got all this anxiety. My kids on drugs. My husband's cheating on me. I'm worried about the future. I'm worried about money. Can you help me? And I said, they train you to go to the physical and deal with the physical. The first thing, you got to deal with the person. The spiritual law reads like this, and you'll find this in my book, The Art of Healing. Spiritual law reads, treat the person, not the disease. First thing the doctor needs to do is look at the person and take care of all this stuff. You need to take care of the depression, take care of the anxiety, take care of the worries and the fears of the patient. If you're a naturopath, if you're a medical doctor, a massage therapist, a chiropractor, first thing you need to do is take care of the person. It's the missing piece. This is the missing part in all the natural healing. Nobody's taking care of the emotional component. And the way that I teach this, Mark, who's one of my guys in Belgium, he calls it the art of self-healing, because you don't really know how to heal the other guy until you first learn how to heal yourself, which is the title of my second book, Physician, Heal Thyself. Those two books are available. Just give me a call, 406-585-0774. Or you can give me an email, medicinewind.11@gmail.com. And both of that's on my website, drericlove.com. The art of self-healing. That's what I teach in my school. Because the first thing you got to do, physician, heal thyself. If you don't know how to do physician, heal thyself, you're not going to be able to do the emotional component. Because if you're taking care of everybody else and you don't know how to take care of yourself, you've missed the most important gateway, the secret gateway. How do you take care of your own crap? How do you take care of your own junk? That's my claim to fame. I take care of my own junk. Junk never stops. Karma never stops. You're always getting hit. Everybody gets hit once, twice a week. You're always going to get hit. Even if you're a great spiritual teacher, advanced in your consciousness, disciples all around the world, and I've treated several that had followers of thousands and thousands of people, and they get hit all the time. They got hit. They're both passed away now. Let me read you another poem. Get us back into our heart, always, always struggling to get out of the head, back into the heart. You sweep your pain under the rug, stuff it in a box, and put it up away in the attic, in a trunk, locked and sealed tight. Or do you ever really feel your pain and get to know your baggage and the anguished hurting of your life, the hurting of the little girl that's deep within? Next step, you numb your feelings and you cease to feel anything that's deep. Everything is stuffed away a zombie to the heart. You never deal with deep emotions anymore, or what you really feel. Because now your heart is numb, shut down, and parts of you are dead. A zombie in the working world. A heart that's numb inside its core. You can play games. Head games. Head trip is the best. Beside the desert knife. Or you can work two jobs or three. So you never have to really feel yourself, your junk, your chaos, or the issues that flow out into your breath. Always over busy, never still or tranquil, never breathing deep, a back and neck that always hurt. The pain that's flowing down to lead you to the gates of healing for yourself. By finding where this aching and this hurt is coming from. By sorting out the chaos of your soul. You can do the things expected for a person like yourself. Whatever they assume for you, then they should be pleased. And maybe they'll approve of you. But you never really know yourself. And never have embraced your true self. Or found the place where peace flows forth. And open up the ancient shell of what you have become and who you're really meant to be. Well, that was deep. See, in order to heal this stuff, you gotta go deep. You got to get out of your head, get into your heart, go deep into the inner self where all this stuff, this baggage, this crap is laying untouched. And you need some system to stimulate and catalyze you. Go in there and kick butt, get that stuff straightened out, sort that stuff out. Dr. Friend, who's a psychiatrist, studies with me, she said, the action of the remedies, Bach flower remedies, is to stimulate and catalyze you. Go ahead and work through the issues that you've been putting off working through. There's a natural way, a natural way to sort out and work through the issues that are tormenting you on the inner self. You just need something to stimulate you to do it. That's what we do with the flower essences, through God's grace, following the protocols that God has shown me through the years. Let's review some of what we've been talking about in the past radio shows. The first thing we dealt with is the flower essences for the shielding and the protection. Sentry. Shielding and protection means that it's one of the greatest causes of disease, emotional suffering, body pain, emotional pain. If people come in taking your power, sucking your energy and dumping on you, sucking your energy, they're using you as a feeder. Dumping on you, they're using you as a dumper. People using you as a scapegoat, which we've talked about. Using you as a dumper and a feeder. Leeches. Parasites. Vampires of the night. People sucking your energy in. Most of the time, always remember, most of this emotional stuff is invisible. It wants to hide. It needs to hide. It's a master of hiding. So you can't really see what happened. Why are you so drained? Why are you so tired? Why are you so exhausted? Well, maybe it's because you get somebody using you as a dumper and a feeder. The sensory remedy is for being shielded and protected. I gave that to a young lady at the bank who I think may be listening to this, and if you are, God bless you. I said, we'll put some sensory in there. I said, because you need to be more assertive. She said, yeah, I sure do. Came back the next week. I said, are you more assertive? You saying what you really feel more? She looked up at me and smiled and nodded her head. I said, so you're being more assertive and speaking up. She said, yeah, I am. I said, I bet they don't like to do that. And she shook her head, no, they don't like it at all. I said, they need you to be their little doormat, their little dumping girl. That's sensory. Wonderful remedy. Fast acting, powerful remedy. I got a woman I gave it to who's a woman. She's 18, just turned 18. Dominated and controlled by her grandmother. God bless her. Couldn't say her truth. And I think in 3 weeks, she not only said her truth, but she moved out. Everybody's going, bully for you. Walnut is a remedy for protection. It's your main protection remedy. People messing with your head. I gave it to a brother and student in New York City. Because I told him, I said, New York City's messing with your head. He says, I know, I'm going to move to the country. He'd walk out on the street. It was so heavy. Things so heavy. Because you're very sensitive. Walnut is for protection. Agrimony is for protection. Agrimony is for holding things inside. And you don't say what you really feel. You put on a happy face. But inside, you got the torment and the torture. Remedy for torture. Torment, pain. Mimulus is a shielding remedy. These are the shielding and protection remedies we're going over. We went over them in past shows. Mimulus is for fear. Worry about the future. Worry about money. I have a student who worries about money up late, and up in the middle of the night, all worried about money. So I said last week, so you... You're on that mimulus, you're worrying about money as much. No, not as much, you know. Don't get up worried about it anymore. I think I'm getting a handle on it. Oh, that was like he's been on it maybe a month and a half, something like that. We just got back on it. Largest mimulus is for worldly fear. Fear of disease, worry about money, worry about the future. Large is for confidence. Cerrado is for trusting other people's decision, but you don't trust your own. Scleranthus is for indecision. Pine is for guilt. I have a student that has the worst guilt, had the worst guilt, and I don't even know if we used it, the last formula, because she just doesn't have it anymore. She had like a worst case of guilt I've seen in years. She told me it's pretty much gone. And clematis, which is a remedy for spaciness. Not present, you're off in a dream, you're off somewhere else. These are shielding remedies to protect you from the energy suckers, the vampires, and the leeches, which is one of the biggest causes of all human suffering and disease. People using you as a dumper and a feeder. Then we went to dominating remedies. We talked about chicory, possibly dominating, feels rejected easily. Vine, who's ambitious and dominating. Heather, who yap, 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 always talking about themselves, dominating. And chicory, by the way, I had a student whose mother was totally chicory, self-centered, me, can't get a word in edgewise, bossy, and feels rejected easily. She told me it's gone. She's given remedies to her mother. She's told me now it's gone. We switched over to Heather. Yap, 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 always talking about herself, can't get a word in edgewise. And she told me last time I talked to her that better with her mother, that her mother's not so Heather anymore, that she can talk. Whereas before, her mother could never listen. Very vain, very enthusiastic person who's dominating. Now we get into the dominating remedies. Well, yeah, we've been taking up the dominating remedies. Vervain is very excited, very enthusiastic, very dominating. These are your bully remedies. People don't bully you. Push you around. Then we got workaholic remedies, vervain and patience and rock water. I got so many things to tell you about these, but let me tell you a couple of the quick things and we can enter into our remedies here. We're told that you can't heal. You can't heal diabetes, you can't heal cancer, you can't heal high blood pressure. Dr. Matthew Baggett, who's a famous cardiologist, studied with me in Berkeley in the 80s, told one of my classes, he said, I can't heal your cancer. But if you choose to undertake to heal your own cancer, you might just be able to do it. I can't tell you all these women, and we'll leave this rest of this for next week. All these women who came to my home and sat on my kitchen table and told me that they healed their own cancer, that they healed their own lupus, diabetes, other diseases. You know, when a woman comes in my home and tells me that, I shut it up and listen and learn from that woman, because she learned how to heal her own self. I've had that happen so many times, you shake a stick at it. Let me read you another poem. So busy, busy. Always running in the night. Nothing ever still. Nothing ever quiet. And peace. Sweet peace within is only just a dream. Why are you over busy? Why do you run and rush and stumble away your heart? Stuff your deeper feelings in a cave up in the mountainside. And you are never even here. Always rushing someplace else. And when you're there, you're never really there. Your mind is always hustling someplace else. Your reach for something else. So, never have to stop and feel the truth of what you carry in the luggage of your heart and how you hurt with all this pain and chaos that you've carried there for years. Over busy running so you do not have to feel your pain, the hurt you carry. You should stop and sort it out and get it handled and resolved. Over busy is only just a fix you put on your life. A useless bandage on this ancient drama, filth and shadow of the heart. These inner demons, all these patterns and these traumas that you carry in your blood, you've buried, so you do not want to face or even know about the massive trauma that you carry deep beneath your feet. The issues that you never want to feel because your mind softly whispers that there's no way one can work this out. No way to handle all this hurt and have it go away. Vaporize and go away. Impossible. And so you have to shut your feelings down. Even down. And further down. Until your life is just a shell. The sparkle. And the twinkle gone. A shallow pond of muddy water, of a suffocated soul, no inner self because the inner self is locked and closed to hold back all this darkness and the ancient shadows of the heart, so far away from inner truth, to live a lie, deceive yourself, live in denial and escape, and never know your inner self, and never really know the person who you really are inside, and really never know the person who you could become. Okay, let's take up the remedy for today. We're moving into a subject called the depression remedies. There's 5 remedies for depression. They work really, really good. Really, really good. I can't tell you how good. I won't tell you how good. Not on a worldwide radio show with the CIA and the NSA and the FDA and others who I can't even think about listening. I'll just tell you, they work really good. Bob Mignon, the first remedy we're going to take up is mustard. There's 5 of them. Mustard or black cloud of depression. Bob Mignon called it clinical depression. I'll tell you about that. Bob Mignon's a psychiatrist in Florida. Ginseng for discouragement, of course, for hopelessness, sweet chestnut for anguish, and Star of Bethlehem for sorrow, grief, sadness, loss, and trauma. Trauma. Mustard. So Bob Mignon is a psychiatrist, and at the end of a psychiatric interview, he told the class, and this was in Sarasota, he was in the class studying with me, that he'd been using the Bach flowers for years, and he told the group that at the end of a psychiatric interview, he says, no, listen. He said, I do natural healing, and I do Bach flowers. And I'd like to make up some for you. They'll be very helpful for you. And I don't charge you. I don't charge anything for it. Would you like it? Everybody, oh, yeah, sure. And they take it. He said that he told the class that mustard just knocks out the depression. He called it clinical depression. Sent me a long 2 or 3 page letter describing what the psychiatric term clinical depression actually means. Bach remedy terms, let me read you what Bach said. Those who are liable to times of gloom or even despair, as though a cold dark cloud overshadowed them and hid the light and joy of life. Churchill had this. He called it his black dog. Lincoln had this. It may not be possible to give any reason or explanation for such attacks. This black cloud of depression comes over it. You really don't know why, don't know where it's coming from. So it's depression from an unknown cause. So you're depressed? Yeah, I'm depressed. Do you know why you're depressed? No, not really. Because if they do know why they're depressed, that's the next remedy, tension. This one has depression from an unknown cause. It's a black cloud. My father had this, his favorite joke in the world. He would tell it over and over, especially right before he died. God bless him. God bless you, Father, if you're listening to this radio program from the other side, which he comes to me quite often. This was his favorite joke. He said, what kind of a dog likes watermelon? And then he'd get really sad and he'd go, a melancholy. You get really sad and tell that. It was so darling. That's his remedy. You're depressed and you don't know why. And he was always depressed like this. I tell him, Dad, you should take the remedy. No. He always liked to go to the psychiatrist. Psychiatrist, God bless him. Psychiatrist gave him drugs. He liked the drugs. He really liked the drugs, God bless him. He wasn't into natural healing. God bless him. Under these conditions, it is almost impossible to appear happy or cheerful. So, number one, depression from an unknown cause. You have depression from an unknown cause. You're depressed, you don't not know why. No cause for the depression. It's like a black cloud brooding. It's like in Seattle, you know. They'll go sometimes 3-4 weeks. No sunshine. Every day there's clouds and rain. No sunshine. They get depressed. And I shouldn't be making jokes about this, but let me tell you a joke. This guy dies, goes to heaven, and St. Peter said, "You stand over here." It's all day he's letting people in. Finally, a lady comes. How come you're letting everybody go into heaven, but you're not? You won't let this guy go into heaven? He said, "Well, oh, that's because he's from Seattle. He's still damp. Seattle's damp. Wet, it's easy to be depressed in Seattle. There's a mustard depression. You're depressed, but you don't know why. No control over the coming and the going of the depressions. So this black cloud of depression comes when it needs to come, and it goes when it wants to go. Churchill had this. As I said, he called it his black dog. We know why he was depressed. When he met with Roosevelt in Nova Scotia, and he came on the hood, which had just sunk to Bismarck, and he had, you know, the full contingent of naval officers and seamen on there, and he wrote in his book that he dictated when he was the books about the Second World War. Within 2-3 months, 90% of those boys, the officers, were dead because of the war. That makes me depressed just reading it. That's why he was depressed. And he smoked cigars and he drank every night. They'd drink until about midnight. They'd eat and drink. And then after midnight, 1-2 in the morning, they'd start the war planning. Gloom, black cloud, heavy cloud of gloom. With no known cause, you're just gloomy. You have utter sadness. And this other black cloud of gloom, but you don't know why. See, if I was working with Churchill, I'd say, "Dude, you got to quit smoking and drinking. You need to start juicing. You need to start eating a healthy diet, and we need to get you to bed at a reasonable time. Your man will come over whenever you want, and you can do the war planning. You need to take care of yourself." The light and joy of life is gone. It seems impossible for him to be happy when he's in this mood. It's a mood that comes over where you just get real depressed and melancholy for no reason. The pleasure and the joy of life is gone. And you feel great unhappiness because of this great despair, this unknown despair. Unknown because there's an unknown cause. Inward turning of thoughts. Lack of interest because of gloom. Lack of interest due to depression. Great despair. Bach wrote, "As we had previously seen, the nature of our physical maladies will materially help to point out to us the mental disharmony, which is the basic cause of their origin. And another great factor of success is that we must have a zest for life and look upon the existence not merely as a duty, to be borne with much patience as possible, developing a real joy in the adventure of our journey through this world. So, one more thing I want to read from that. It is terrible today to think of the amount of artificial and superficial cures obtained through money and wrong methods of medicine. Wrong methods because they merely suppress symptoms, give apparent relief without removing the cause. Let me read you another point. You do not even know the half of who you really are and what you've got going on the inside of yourself. Maybe this is all you feel. There's nothing deeper in your shallow heart. A superficial life, no deep emotion stirring in the cobwebs of the heart. If you could only open up and seek to understand yourself, your true self, the person who you really are, the stuck emotions and the drama that you carry in the desert canyons of your soul, maybe your awareness would enlighten and you'd start to understand the meaning of your life. And then you'd be a little deeper. And you'd feel a little freer. And would start to comprehend the massive demons that you carry and the raw big chunks of issues coming up. And all the toxic, ugly places that you buried in the shadows of your heart. The things that keep you far away from being who you really are. And who you can become. In the darkness of the desert night, with the wind that beats against the window pane, the sounds, the scraping, and the tears of the earth, in the desert of the living night, the messages come rolling on the wind. The secret desert of the midnight breath. The secret desert of your inner self. Wow, at that point. So we talked about mustard. Mustard is the remedy for depression from an unknown cause. You're depressed, but you do not know why. The next remedy we're going to take up is chinchin. You're depressed, and you do know why. However, I think we'd better take that up next week. I'm going to read you something here. I wanted to read it today again. We talked about, and you heard my poems about being over busy. And I've read this before, and I want to read it again. I may even read it again as we go along. From Thich Nhat Hanh, taking refuge in L.A., life in a Vietnamese Buddhist temple. Now listen to this real closely. There are two ways to wash the dishes. The first is to wash the dishes in order to have clean dishes. The second is to wash the dishes in order to wash the dishes. If while washing the dishes we think only of the cup of tea that awaits us, thus hurrying to get the dishes out of the way as if they were a nuisance, then we are not washing the dishes. What's more, we are not alive during the time we are washing the dishes. In fact, We are completely incapable of realizing the miracle of life while we are standing at the sink. If we can't wash the dishes, chances are we won't drink our tea either. While drinking our tea, we will only be thinking of other things, barely aware of the cup in our hands. Everything begins with inner tranquility. Everything begins with peace of mind. These remedies and this healing process. Oh, I got to tell you about my school. Oh, and then I got something else to read you. My school, the Academy of Healing, we give certified homeopath, we give certified nutrition consultant, we give homeopathic certification in the treatment of animals, and we give a certified herbalist. It's a 12-month study program. It's an apprenticeship. There's no tests. There's no examinations. You and I just sit together for an hour a week, just the same as you would if you were learning to fly an airplane or a helicopter. You would sit by your instructor, and he would take you up, and you'd eventually learn to handle the stick or the wheel, fly the airplane, and that's what we do. I sit beside you, hold your hand, and take you through the gateways and the doorways of the inner self. Within a couple, 2-3 months, first thing, we get you to healing of your own self. Then within a couple, 2-3 months, you won't be able to stop it. You'll be wanting to share with other people and help the other people to go through the healing process. And so by the end of the course, the 25K sisters is like nothing. You will have worked way more people than that. And you'll be on the road and you'll know what you're doing. Flashes should be the most dramatic healing of your entire life. What we do together. I promise you that. I teach you flower essences using the gateways and the doorways that God has shown me through the years. I teach you the wonderful SAF technique. Louise Hay said is the most powerful system of therapy on earth. That's what she called it. She loved it. And I agree with her 100%. And I teach you that. So it's the more advanced work. We do that about halfway through the course. There's two nutrition programs that are too cool for school. They help with the healing of the body, the mind, and the heart. And they take the cake. They really take the cake. And I teach you the wonderful alignment technique. Put all the bones of the spine into a complete spinal alignment. Muscle test the feet, touch a few places on the forehead, behind the head, and voila. Gently, like a feather, and voila. All the bones of the spine go into a complete spinal alignment. In my experience, 9 times out of 10, people come completely out of pain, even though they've been in pain for years. That's my course. And my two books, The Art of Healing and Physician Heal Thyself, you get that from me. They're $35. You call me, I'll send them to you. I have to send them to you. They're electronic books. And if you're interested in the course of the books, 406-585-0774, medicinewind.11@gmail.com, and you can look on my website and get all that at drericlove.com. Now, in closing, I have one piece I want to read you from one of my favorite spiritual teachers of all time, St. John of the Cross, who lived in 1550 and wrote the book, The Dark Night of the Soul. Listen to this very deeply. We're all running around thinking, if I can get this, if I can get that, I'll be happy. This is what he wrote. In order to arrive at having pleasure in everything, desire to have pleasure in nothing. In order to arrive at possessing everything, desire to possess nothing. In order to arrive at being everything, desire to be nothing. God bless us all. Thank you for letting me come into your home. And God bless you in your healing process. And come back and visit us next week at Healing the Heart.
Dr. Eric Love can be heard every Sunday night here on the BBS Radio Network at 6 p.m. PST and 9 p.m. Eastern on Station 1. Please visit his website at www.drericlove.com or call him at 406-585-0774. Thank you for listening.